Good morning, 741 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department, joining us as he does every Thursday. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning, she sings back at you. It seems like, you know, I know cops don't like to answer this question exactly, but it seems like things have been pretty quiet in the city.
Well, they were until last night, and this is something we've talked about until we're tired of it, but we're going to have to keep talking about it. We had some vehicle burglaries overnight, and one of them was left unlocked, and guess what? A weapon was taken out of it, a gun. So this is a very dangerous thing. A lot of times these guns end up on the street exactly from things like this, from vehicles being entered that were unlocked. And we had it again. So we just urge people again, if you're going to keep weapons in your vehicle, please, please, please lock those vehicles at night.
Is it legal to keep a gun in your car? I feel like I'm digging deep now, and you may not know because I know sometimes – The laws on guns seem to like change, you know, and they do change like every year. But I thought there was actually something about it being secured, just like how, you know, if you have it in your home, you're supposed to have it secured, that somehow or other keeping it in the car unsecured would be a problem. Am I remembering this wrong?
Well, I'm not. It's okay. You can keep it in the vehicle, but I mean, they're kept in the trunks, they're kept in glove boxes and center consoles, and that sort of thing. But the problem is you have access to all three of those locations when you leave your car unlocked.
Okay. I just
didn't. That's how they're disappearing.
I guess where I'm going with this is what I was kind of thinking out loud is I know that the person who owns the car is the victim of the burglary. But I also wonder if, since we're not going to be able to get the criminals to stop doing this, and we apparently can't seem to get people to lock their stupid cars up, you know, like maybe I don't want to punish gun owners, but if you're dumb enough that you leave your car open with a gun in it, you're jeopardizing all the rest of us. You're jeopardizing other people by making these guns available. I just didn't know if there was any kind of punishment angle that might become a deterrence for the people who are capable of protecting their guns a little bit better. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I see exactly where you're going with it. And, you know, and what's even worse than that is the fact that if I knew that I left my car unlocked and a weapon was stolen out of it and it was later used to kill someone innocent, that's even worse. That's something that I've got to have on my shoulders the rest of my life. So, you know, we hope things like that don't happen, but they simply do.
I totally agree. You guys have, two mental health experts that are going to be coming on board next month to help out with calls that might involve, for example, Baker Acts or other situations where having an expert like this would be helpful?
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. They'll come on next month in October. They're going to begin training with our officers, riding around the different parts of the city and getting to know the city and the people that will need their services. They will be in the downtown area a lot of the times, getting to know the homeless that are there in other parts of the city and talking to them and getting to know their stories and being very familiar with them and hopefully can help them. So we're looking forward to that. There's a lot of times that those professionals are needed and phone calls have to be made and time goes by and we need them right now. So hopefully they're going to be working various hours and hopefully that's going to, we will complement each other. We will be there for them. They will be there for us.
So if there's going to be, let's say like, I mean, it won't, with two, you can't really staff all of the hours in the week, but maybe they're on call or something. Is that how it's going to work? Is like, you know, your officers are at a call. They would benefit from being, you know, having the mental health professional at the call and they would let them know, or the dispatch, we know that this is this kind of call. We want you to show up there. How is this going to practically work?
That's exactly it. So if it's a call that may involve a situation to where a mental health professional is needed, they will go. The officers, of course, will go in first to make sure everything is okay, that there's no violence going on and that sort of thing. And then the mental health professionals will go in and do their thing and hopefully solve the situation much faster. You know, a lot of times when you have a uniform there, that can escalate the situation just because there's a uniform there. And we could put someone there that's a professional in this field that's in plain clothes and can diffuse the situation even quicker sometimes.
Very good. We always like to end with something about a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for us this week?
Yeah, I was asked about, and this was from a member of the news media, about why we can't hear the Pensacola Police Department on scanners anymore. And, you know, scanners are still sold. They're not as popular as they used to be. And that's because most agencies, including the Pensacola Police Department, several years ago moved to an encrypted signal, which means the signal is scattered all over the airwaves and put back together by the receiving radio, and scanners do not have that capability. So the reason that we went that digital route is mostly for an officer safety thing. There's a lot of information that goes over the radio that we don't need people to hear for an officer safety standpoint and the safety of the citizens that we serve.
That's fine by me. I'm always, your job matters more than my job, you know? So if I don't have the ability to monitor your traffic, so to speak, over the air, but it helps keep your officers safe or helps you apprehend bad guys who also don't have access to the scanners, you know, I'm okay with that. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for the time, and thanks for helping keep us safe, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.